Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, the Alan Guttmacher Institute, you know who they are. They're the research arm of the nation's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood. Alan Guttmacher is a former president of Planned Parenthood. They're out with a report saying that abortions are down, and of course, they are taking credit for that. Well, we have on the line the president and founder of EMC Frontline Pregnancy Centers. His name is Chris Slattery. Chris, we're having a technical problem. We'll get him back on the line, and I'll reintroduce him. This should be an interesting conversation because I'd like to talk through this issue with Chris Slattery about why abortions are down, and clearly they are. Meanwhile, the number of abortions that Planned Parenthood performs are up, and they have steadily increased year after year after year after year for many years. In California, an abortion chain accused Planned Parenthood of unfair practices, and they actually sued Planned Parenthood for putting them out of business. So, of course, when an abortion clinic goes out of business, everyone is going to complain at some level or another. Everyone will complain, and everyone will take credit. But what is the truth? So we will do our best to reach Chris Slattery. But first, I want to talk through this issue with you, with the audience. The number of abortions being reduced around the country, and of course, National Right to Life and other groups in the pro-life industry will take credit for that. And they will say, just like the Heritage Report from Michael New, Dr. Michael New said, these reductions are because of these regulations that National Right to Life and other groups have promoted. Regulations of child killing, it would be like regulating the killing of Jews in the Holocaust, saying you can't kill Jews with Zyklon A, you have to use Zyklon B. You can't kill Jews on the Sabbath, you have to kill Jews on Sunday through Friday before sundown, and so on. And when we think about that, it comes across as bizarre and even immoral and counterproductive. Well, Christians are like other human beings in that they get desperate, and desperation drives people to do things that are not necessarily wise. Often desperation causes people to do things that cause greater harm. And so we have decades now of regulating abortion, And so Dr. Michael New, PhD, published a report out by the Heritage Foundation that claims a positive pro-life result from the laws that regulate child killing. And so I've had the opportunity to talk with Michael New about this one-on-one, and I've discussed with him his research. He's an expert on statistics, and we all have heard what you can do with statistics. And he said he's proved that the regulations that are passed in various states around the country led to a significant decline in abortion, a measurable decline in those states through the 90s, through the 1990s. And he did a report especially regarding abortion and young people through the 1990s and saw the numbers go down. And so I presented him with some arguments that he ignored in his report and wondered why he wouldn't look at these serious challenges to his numbers. But for example, during the period in which Dr. Michael New and the Heritage Foundation claims that it's our abortion regulations, like wait 24 hours and then you could kill the baby and so on, that were responsible for this dramatic decrease in abortions, that during that time period, the pregnancy rate among teenagers plummeted over 30%. Almost one-third fewer pregnancies, and a lot of that was because of the explosion of the use of the birth control pill. And we got this information from the Centers for Disease Control. And so, Dr. New, we believe, and at American Right to Life they make this argument, should have alerted his readers to, first of all, there's been a dramatic decrease in pregnancy because of an explosion of birth control use and the birth control pill, especially among teenage girls, and that also is because mothers these days give their own daughters the pill. And a friend of American Right to Life owns a business in the Midwest, and it's a, can I say the name of the business? Well, let's say it's a fast food place. I'll just leave it at that. And the girls come in from middle school and high school after school. They come in to get drinks, and they talk, and they're chatty. And he says one of their topics, you can't help but overhear, they're talking about the pill. And did they forget to take the pill? Did they remember? And he said from his expertise as someone who runs a fast food place, there is a significant percentage of young teenage girls who are on taking the birth control pill. And so, of course, that is just a data point confirming the Centers for Disease Control statistics that the pregnancy rates among young girls, especially teens, plummeted, just absolutely plummeted through the 90s. Now, here in Colorado, during the years of this Heritage Foundation report, during the years of that report, Colorado, through the 90s, Colorado enacted no child-killing regulations during the years of the Heritage Foundation report written by Dr. Michael New. Yet, we saw one of the largest drops in reported abortions, according to our Colorado State Department of Health. In fact, they dropped, this is startling, they dropped by two-thirds in Colorado, statewide. But of course, remember this, that the abortion numbers come from the abortion clinics. The abortionists are the ones who submit their abortion numbers. So when you're trying to analyze abortion statistics, realize that you're dealing with data that is established by people who kill children. So they are not reliable when it comes to their reports of their own behavior. So if they live in a state where there is an increased effort against abortions for young people, if they live in that kind of a state, then do they have to report every abortion they perform on girls under age 16? Could they just omit them? Of course they could. In Colorado, our own state health department, they put an asterisk next to our numbers, our decline, two-thirds drop in abortions during the 90s. And you know what they say? They say now, these numbers are not necessarily reliable because, and then they point out that the Clinton administration dropped funding for collecting abortion statistics. Now, why would the Clinton administration do that? Well, they would be inclined to do that because they'd like to present a lie that under their type of administration, there's greater personal responsibility, greater morality. Young people fare, they're more well off. And so they thought, well, if we don't fund the collection of abortion statistics in the state of California, they decided just flat out to stop reporting abortions, then it'll look like the Clinton administration had a significant impact on the reduction of abortions. And, of course, that was mostly a scam and playing games with statistics. And we know, for example, that California refuses to report. So now what I'd like to do for continued insight and thinking through this issue of what do we make of abortion statistics, I'd like to go to the president and founder of EMC Frontline Pregnancy Centers, Chris Slattery. Chris, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
Could you tell us first off about EMC Frontline Pregnancy Centers and what you guys do, where you are, what you do?
We reduce abortions since 1985, prevented through first-hand one-on-one crisis pregnancy counseling, over 25,000 abortions.
Wow. Praise God, Chris, for your work. You guys are in six counties. You have 15 crisis pregnancy centers, mostly in the New York City area, Queens, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan.
We're mainly in the four of the five boroughs, and we have 10 centers now and mobile clinic. We go out to abortion mills as well.
And I'm from New Jersey, northern New Jersey. You guys are in Hudson County. And the only borough you're not in, it looks like, is Staten Island.
That's right, yeah. And what my take on this whole abortion reduction issue is there's a factor that can't be easily measured, and that is the growing impact every year of the increasing sophistication and outreach of crisis pregnancy centers.
Absolutely right.
There are over 300,000 encounters with sexually active girls and women face-to-face, one-by-one, annually. And hundreds of thousands of women are turned around. We just got our statistics in for this summer, and our staff were able, over June, July, and August of this year alone, to turn around 733 women who were pregnant and planning on an abortion.
Oh, my. Praise God.
Now, if you want to know abortion numbers are going down, it's the multiple impact of thousands of centers, not as many are as big as us, but, you know, the cumulative effect is helping to reduce the numbers of abortions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, frankly, in the long run, this is the best way we're going to reduce abortion. I mean, we will of course, find that if part of a constitutional amendment, we are going to find the major states, the liberal states, will never ban abortion in our lifetimes.
Well, that certainly is a possibility. And, you know, the Christians who were trying to stop slavery, they often had to fight discouragement because some said, you know, the greatest evil in the world is slavery except for abolition. And it would never happen. And who could tell? You know, in Europe, slavery ended in different ways in the countries of Europe than it did here in America. But, we need to fight on all viable fronts, all justifiable fronts. But you guys are on the front line. The crisis pregnancy centers are on the front line of today, this very day, talking to a woman who's about to destroy her life and her child by killing her baby. And you guys are there to minister to her. And how many did you say? You guys.
Well, overall, we've been able to prevent 25,000 in New York City in the last 23 years.
Oh my!
But our numbers are going up every year. Well, like this last quarter, the summer quarter, we were basically at a rate of almost 3,000 turnarounds a year.
So, Chris, again, that was 25,000 in the New York City area in how long?
23 years.
In 23 years.
In our early years, we only had one center. And, you know, it's in the last 10 years that we multiplied our locations.
Right, okay.
And we're working harder and harder. Now we're doing sophisticated subway advertising, competing with the big boys on a very secular way. We go after them, and they're all, wherever they advertise, we go, and we try to match them where we can.
Chris, I not only host this radio program for 17 years on a 50,000 watt AM station, but I pastor a church, Denver Bible Church.
Okay.
And our church, for years, and we have on this program, we support our local CPCs, Crisis Alternative Pregnancy Centers. I've had the honor of speaking at some of their annual fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
We bring quite a few gals to the local Crisis Pregnancy Centers. Our church, we try to count, like you do, we try to count the number of confirmed saves that our church members can come up with in a year. And we do that at particularly at one abortion clinic, Planned Parenthood, in Denver. It's now a mega clinic, 52,000 square foot abortion facility. But when women go there for abortions, we have our church members there and offering help to the women. And quite often, our church, the women, will actually end up at the hospital when the moms give birth. The moms will invite our church members to birthday parties. They'll bring their kids back for reunions. I'm sure you experience all this a hundredfold.
Sure.
And at our small church, Denver Bible Church, we have over 100 confirmed saves per year. And that's just one church.
That's great.
Showing that what you guys do in New York, what Denver Bible Church does, what 1,000 other ministries do around the country, we could make a real difference this very day.
Sure. Well, I believe if we're more aggressive and competitive with the abortion clinics and actually advertising, not relying on flyers to promote our services in the backs of churches,
right?
You get less clients than anywhere because women looking for abortions don't flock to churches.
That's right.
So we've got to be serious about advertising our services to get women to come. And when we are serious, we can get huge numbers contacting us first and getting the first shot at trying to help them choose wisely.
That's so very exciting. And in a moment, I'd like you and I then to talk through these types of factors and why the numbers of abortions are falling. But Chris Slattery, by the way, Chris is a leader in the Crisis Pregnancy Center movement, working out of the New York City area where I grew up, right across the George Washington Bridge there in Patterson and Hawthorne, New Jersey. But Chris, I'd like to tell you about two other things we're doing out here. I'm on the board of lifecommercials.com, and 24 hours a day, we're sending people through to the option line. Are you familiar with the option line?
I am, yes.
Yeah, that's staff 24 hours a day also. And what we do is we put out ads on Google for morning after pill information. And women who are actually looking for a chemical abortifacient will go to our website, morningafterpillinformation.com, and they will get some extraordinary information presented to them. And then they're just one click away from going to the option line or calling and talking to a live person. So there are all kinds of creative ways that we can intervene and help save a woman's life, right, a baby's life, and a mother right at the last moment. Chris Slattery, could you give us an example of what happens when a woman comes to one of your centers?
Well, she'll get a pregnancy test and an ultrasound, and then we will sit down with her for a half an hour or 2 hours, and however long it takes to listen to her story, her needs, her reasons in many cases why she's considering an abortion. And we are engaged possibly for hours with her in a one-on-one conversation where we're trying to understand what is the real reason she wants an abortion, and then proposing positive alternatives and solutions and to to the problems she has. We will also explain in detail what risks she may face with a choice of an abortion. And at different stages, the risks escalate. The later you go in the pregnancy, the more dangerous it will be. So we present the positive options of motherhood or adoption and the negative side effects of an abortion. Mm. So, you know, we give her help and hope.
Yeah.
And she also will probably increase in her fear of an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, she's got a bond with the counselor.
Mm-hmm.
The impact of an ultrasound will often be significant. We don't always give it on the first visit. Sometimes it will be a later visit after she's had time to think it over.
Do you guys have the latest technology ultrasounds?
Yeah, we've used the 4D ultrasound. We use 3D ultrasound and 2D. You know, we use whatever we have about five machines we use. They're not all state-of-the-art.
Right.
Top of the line. That's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But
Focus on the Family helped raise money for ultrasound machines. Were you guys at all involved in that project?
No, we haven't taken advantage of that because they, you know, we find it relatively easy to raise money for ultrasound equipment.
Right, right.
But what is the biggest need and one that we've been working creatively to increase is our manpower. And this summer we opened up the first American Center for Pro-Life Action by buying a house to literally house, train, feed, and deploy up to 15 new activists per year.
Wow, that's...
We want living at a time, in our house.
Chris Slattery, that's exciting. That's aggressive. The second thing I wanted to let you know about here in Colorado, you probably do, is it's historic. For the first time in 40 years, there's a statewide ballot initiative to declare the personhood of the unborn. Coloradans are going to the polls in November, along with the rest of the country. But here, there's an opportunity for them to acknowledge the God-given right to life of the unborn by voting yes on Amendment 48 for our personhood amendment. And like you said, there are certainly states that are seem determined in every way to keep abortion legal, but it seems like fighting this battle on every front is very wise.
Absolutely. I mean, we can't put all our eggs in the legal battle and in the
right.
political battle.
That's
though.
Right. That's exactly.
I mean, we just
right.
saw in Mexico, which had protection for the unborn in their constitution, and then their Supreme Court upholds abortion anyway.
Right.
I mean, sometimes I think our Supreme Court's no better than the one they have down there in Mexico.
Chris, that's exactly right. Let me ask you a hypothetical question. Do you think if crisis pregnancy centers had received $250 million, they could have used that money to save quite a few kids?
If they use it wisely, and the church doesn't spend enough money on this ministry at all.
Yeah.
I mean, we spend far more money on many other things.
Well, look at
many, many crisis centers struggle mightily to get funds.
That's right.
They have their doors open.
That's right. And Chris, the reason I brought up that figure, $250 million, because American Right to Life got a CPA to do research on how much money was raised by the partial birth abortion campaign over 15 years after Dr. James Dobson wrote in a newsletter that now that that succeeded and the ban is in place, he wrote that ending partial birth abortion did not save a single human life, not one, yet American Right to Life's research indicates it actually brought in $250 million. So there are some things pro-lifers can do that are effective and that will actually save lives. We've published...
$250 million spent on the partial birth abortion battle?
Yes.
Amazing.
$250 million. And from the beginning, it was clear that it would not have the authority to save even one life. And American Right to Life has published a list of a dozen factors that have significantly reduced the number of abortions, and CPCs, ultrasound technology, improved sidewalk counseling. These factor highly on the list of reasons why the number of abortions are going down.
Well, we also do sidewalk counseling, and we've added mobile clinics at the abortion clinics.
Wow.
We go out with mobile ultrasound and paid sidewalk counseling teams that are very professional at this.
So, Chris, we're out of time.
We take that very seriously as well.
That's tremendous. Chris, we are out of time. Could you give a way that listeners could find you guys on the web or the best way to...
Sure. We are known as Expectant Mother Care on the front lines here, and so we use the website emcfrontline.org.
emcfrontline.org. emcfrontline.org. Chris Slattery. And Chris, I'd like to send you an email of this write-up on the factors for reducing abortions. And I tell you, it's pretty startling, and I'm glad to hear you getting the word out that CPC's increased effectiveness of alternative pregnancy centers over the years has been a major factor in saving unborn children.
Absolutely.
Chris Slattery, thank you.
You can find my email on the emcfrontline.org, slatterynY@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Chris. May God bless you.
My pleasure. God bless.
Appreciate that very much so. So as we look at the numbers, it turns out that regulating abortion has not done what many in the pro-life movement have believed it's done. But more on that. The Bob in Your Life Telethon is underway. Please help. And Colorado Right to Life's banquet, Saturday, September 20th. Hope to see you there. May God bless you.